So what is the deal with pigeons?
Well, in Vancouver, BC, North Vancouver, I guess there's a backlash. They've started a bird ban. I guess people in the Maple Ridge area are not allowed to keep pigeons anymore.
People were keeping pigeons.
Yeah, and I guess you can't keep... there's a recent ban on pigeons in North Vancouver.
Why is there a ban? And people keep them, what, as pets and to... they race or the whatever it is that they do. I don't Mike Tyson's talked about this, but why is the ban?
I'm not exactly sure. They say pigeons are allowed in most of Metro Vancouver, but the up in North Vancouver, they've done research. I guess I'll have to read a little more on why exactly North Vancouver doesn't want the pigeons. There's several other communities: Richmond, Surrey. Right. You know,
so
have specific rules about
who's keeping pigeons as pets and why? What's going on? Pete, you're out with Brad and John. Well, what's happened?
Well, yeah, we keep pigeons and we race them. And
okay, hold on. Where do you live?
Petting thing.
Where do you live?
I live in Deming.
And you've got pigeons at your house?
Yeah. You breed them and you get the best stock and they'll fly up to 700 miles away. They have a magnetic field in their beak that will tell them where their home is.
Yeah.
So you can blindfold a pigeon 700 miles away and it'll fly back to where it was born.
No kidding.
How many do you have?
I have about 30 right now.
You're out in the country in Deming there?
Yeah, just in my backyard. Actually a pigeon last April or May. A Chinese guy went to Belgium and bought one pigeon for $1.2 million.
I remember that story.
And why? Because it races or wins him money in racing or what?
Yeah, it's a big betting thing in Europe and Asia, but I just do it for fun. My grandpa taught me how to do it when I was young, so
I
like doing it. Still.
As far as pigeons go, is it like dogs where there's just a billion different kinds, or are there only like three or four types of pigeons?
Well, there's different breeds of pigeons. Yeah, you're right. They have racing pigeons. They have show pigeons. They have pigeons you can bowl. You take them in your hand and you roll them down the floor, and they'll roll over on the floor.
Wait, that's legal?
So you can bet on how far they'll roll.
Pigeon bowling?
Wait, where does that? I mean, does that happen in the United States or is that in some other part of the world?
It happens all over. Pigeons aren't as big in the U.S. as in Europe and China, but yeah, it happens in the U.S., yeah.
Pigeon bowling. Pigeon so you roll the pigeon.
Yeah.
Wow.
And its breast is super curved, like a ball almost. It'll just keep rolling and rolling.
And they enjoy it?
What's that?
And the birds enjoy it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
it's kind of funny to watch.
I guess they'd fly.
I've never done it, but I know guys who do.
I guess they'd fly away if they didn't, unless you're tying their wings up or something. But what do you do with yours? You don't pigeon bowl your. What do you do with your pigeons?
I race them.
You race them.
Yeah.
So how does a race work?
Well, you when they're young, you train them to fly around your backyard and go back into the loft, it's called. And then gradually you take them farther and farther away from the loft. And, they'll just fly back to where they were born at the loft there.
Let's say, Pete, you were going to have a race. You got two pigeons at your place in Deming, and they had to fly to, let's say, Linwood. And then back to your place. You have these two. All right, guys. Yeah. You're flying to Linwood and back. Whoever wins.
Rally race.
How do you know that they actually flew to Linwood?
So I'd put them in my pickup and drive down to Linwood and then let them out.
And they're flying
And then
home.
The other racers would do the same, and you'd have a time stamp in your loft. When they come back into the loft, you grab the bird, you take a tag off its foot, put it in your clock and stamp the time.
Okay.
Huh. So then you can tell whose bird got home first and who wins the money.
When you go to get a pigeon, is it, you buy a pigeon for $5 or does a pigeon cost $30 or what does a pigeon cost?
Well, there's different buy-ins. I really don't gamble on them, but
no. I mean, if you were just to buy one, but if you were to buy one to own one.
Oh yeah, it really depends on what you're trying to buy.
Anything up to $1.2 million, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Most I've ever spent is a couple hundred bucks.
You spend a couple hundred bucks on a pigeon.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Wait, and they live how many years?
7 or 8.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, are the trees around your house just filled with eagles and hawks?
Yeah, it's kind of a problem, but
I can imagine. I have chickens.
Part of racing.
Yeah.
Eating is racing.
It's like NASCar, man. You know, you're going to crash every once in a while. It's going to happen. All right, Pete. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Right on.
Let's do some birds. Brad and John.
Gotcha.
KISM.